Well, say it's good to be back in the Lord's house this evening. We're thankful for the good fellowship and thankful for the good day in the Lord we've already had. And I'm glad the day ain't over yet. Can't wait to see what the Lord has in store for us this evening. And I'll open in prayer here in a minute, but I've got it on my heart just ask one of you men, if you get it on your heart, to open up for me. I'm just going to open it up. If you feel like opening up, I'd really appreciate it. Just follow the Lord this evening. But I'll say a prayer and we'll turn it over to the choir. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, God, we just so thankful to be in your house one more time. We thankful for the opportunity to be here, God, and thankful we got a place to go to gather together in your name. God, I just pray you have your way in this service. God, pray that you'd use the ones that you want to use this evening. God, it takes a collective effort this evening to serve you. And God, I just thank you and praise your sweet name this evening. So in your heavenly name I pray. Amen. We'll turn it over to the choir.
Page 92.
Heart is
50. I feel like saying how much I love that last verse of that song. I'm sure many of you know that that's one of my favorite songs.
Right.
Sinner, he pleads with you. Turn from your sin. He's knocking at your heart. Let him come in. He'll loose the chains of sin and set you right. Look up to God today. I've seen the light. That's just beautiful. This is a great song as well. Page 150. The dearest friend I ever had. You just pray for us.
I chuckled because I thought when Levi said that, I thought, well, he won't get anybody to nibble on that, except maybe Jeremy. And Jeremy came up and sat down, and I wasn't at all surprised, because shortly after Levi sat down, the Lord impressed me that it was me. I just didn't want to get in front of anybody. But I'm glad to be here. I enjoyed our service this morning. And, man, we've got a great crowd. Appreciate everybody for being here. There's a few visitors. I want to welcome all of our visitors, but there's a few visitors I want to acknowledge specifically. Ray and Wilma Newsom and Art and Dixie Miller are here. And I was thinking, and you guys have all heard my story. I was at a revival service at Pleasant View when Dad was still pastoring there in the spring of 73, and Ellis Hoskins came and preached a revival at that church. And that's where I came under conviction. God first spoke to me the first time. I didn't get saved in that revival, but that's where I go back to. That's where the seed was planted. And then later that year in the fall, Dad had moved here and started pastoring this church. And in the fall that year, I got saved. But I was thinking, I'm pretty confident that all four of these folks were at that service and how special that is. That's been 51 years ago. And man, they have been great friends and great warriors for the cross for years and years and years. And it just blessed me so much when all four of you came in tonight. So thank you for being here. And I don't mean to overlook any other visitors, but they just don't get to be here very often. And so Brother Cameron, of course, we don't, him and Fred, we've almost half adopted both of these guys. So they're technically visitors, but, you know, not too much of a visitor. So it's a good place to be tonight. And I hope tonight that God will speak to somebody. It would be a good night for somebody to get saved. And if you hear me in Sunday school sometimes, that's really where our focus is. And this church knows that. It's nothing that I'm saying unusual, and I know everybody here knows it, but our purpose isn't to come here and be seen or to do something grandiose like Cooper said this morning when he preached. He's not up here trying to be seen saying, hey, look at me. He's trying to just spread the word, and that's what we need to be doing and hoping our people will come and get saved. Be a great night for that to happen. So I ask everybody to stand. Continue to remember my dad. I talked to him today. He's seemed to be feeling pretty good. He gets antsy when it's church time and he's not here. And I understand that. And I appreciate that. But let's continue to remember him and pray for him. Get this next heart cath out of the way. And hopefully that'll all go well. So we wonder at this time who has an unspoken request. Just show that by raising your hand. Hands all over the house. Who has a spoken request before we pray? Roger Carter has open heart surgery tomorrow. Right, so it's not just a heart cath. That's open heart surgery tomorrow. So let's pray for Roger. Pray for those doctors. Hope that all goes good and they get him straightened up. Well, I don't know about straightened up. Let's hope that they get his heart fixed up. I'll just put it that way. I love you, Roger, if you're watching. Let's pray for Roger in all seriousness. Somebody else. Couldn't hear what all was said, but remember that request. I'm sorry, I couldn't ever see who it was or who was talking, but remember that request. Somebody else. Remember that request.
Also remember not bringing the family, but some of you here this morning, you have two daughters here this morning.
So, yeah, I didn't know that, but let's remember the family of Don Greninger. Don passed this past week. Don's been a faithful member here for a lot of years, and his funeral is Tuesday, is that right? Okay, so remember that. Go if you can, support that family, pray for them. Someone else.
Pray for Bill. Jackie's really struggling. He has to stay home with her.
remember Dale and Jackie. Appreciate that request. Remember that. It's a good request. Someone else. Remember Landon's grandfather. Anyone else before we pray? Remember that. Anyone else? I'm going to ask Brother Art and Brother Ray if they would lead us in prayer. Appreciate the time of prayer. We wonder at this time if somebody has a song on your heart before we turn back over to Brother Levi. Let's pray for these fellows while they come sing. I enjoyed the choir singing, "The Dearest Friend I Ever Had." I was thinking as they were singing that song, "There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I never had a natural brother. I've had some great spiritual brothers and some great friends, but I'm glad that I've got somebody that knows me better and is more help to me than even a great natural brother." So let's pray for them while they sing.
I nailed it.
Just as always, I felt His presence, His hand of mercy rescued me just in time. I want to thank Him.
And like before, He's been in victory one more time.
He was always
standing by my side when the valley was low and the river was wide. I want to thank Him. I want to praise Him one more time.
Looking back on this journey, since the day that I first met Him, so many times His love and mercy has rescued me. So today I come before Him, and one more time I'll stand and praise Him for all His blessings, for He has been so good to me. I want to
thank Him, I want to praise Him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, He's given victory one more time.
He was always
standing by my side when the valley was low and the river was wide. I want to thank Him, I want to praise Him one more time.
He was always
standing by my side when the valley was low and the river was wide. I want to thank Him. I want to praise Him one more time.
Amen.
The words of that song just rang true today. As many of you know, my wife just recently gave birth to our son. We got to go home yesterday, and just a wonderful thing. I mean, truly, truly a miracle. This next song we're going to sing is Miracle in Me. That's what God put on my heart actually before we got here. It's amazing, the birth of a child. It really just puts things into perspective for you. It really does. And you know, raising Jonah and now having Samuel, it's just amazing to see how dependent they are on you and how that correlates to us and God. And it just, man, it just is amazing. Truly a miracle to have a newborn. And although we had a long night last night, I think he slept about 2 hours last night. It's just amazing. It's funny how that last song started out with, today I faced a mountain. Man, I wondered if I'd be able to make it to church tonight. You know, Katie's still having trouble getting around with her surgery, and we having a newborn there, and thankfully she's, honey, you need to go to church if you can. And I was tired, I was exhausted. I said, maybe I should just stay at the house. But man, did God bless me to be here today. So you pray for us. This song is just so amazing. It's a miracle in me. Although it's a miracle to have a child, truly, God did something on the inside that's more of a miracle than anything I could ever imagine, Lord. So just help us, and we'll do our best to follow you.
To see.
For somebody to make that confirmed in your life. If it's not a sure thing, you shouldn't be trusting on 99%. That's something you can know 100%. I talked to my dad this past week. He was having health problems, and I said, you know, you probably ought to stay home. Oh, man, he said, I hate to stay home. I hate to miss church. And you guys all know how that, you know, he's driven that direction. And I said, you know, you got plenty of good help. And you don't even have to call outside if you wanted to. You could, but plenty of good help. And I appreciate last week, Bob and Brent, this morning, Cooper, and Fred and Cameron. He could have called them, and Andrew and Levi. I appreciate these men. People that, you know, we don't have to wonder what they're going to get up and say. We don't have to think, man, you know, what's going to happen if they get up? You know, we got confidence in these fellas because they've stood and God's moved in them, and we don't have any doubts about who they are or what they are. I appreciate that. It is not every church that has that. There's a lot of churches that the pastor misses. They don't have any preaching. They don't have anybody to stand for them. And I appreciate these men. And so, Brother Levi, come on. Let's pray for him. Let's give him our heart, give him our attention, try to lift him up the best we can. And if you feel like moving, the altar's open. Come on.
Hey, I'm already thankful for what I felt in my heart this evening. I'm thankful for that miracle that was made in me, Andrew. And I'm thankful the same miracle made in me, why it's still going out today. Why it can be made in you this evening. And I thought all week about what you said last week, Bob, about them callings that go out in your life. Why, I'm thankful that call went out to me one morning. And I like to tell you a little bit about them callings that's been in my life, Solly. Why, I remember the first time the Lord called me, Ray. We'd had church down there at Aunt Teresa's house because the church house was getting worked on. And I remember leaving there so defeated, Andrew, because the Lord let me know what I was. And it was a long walk from Aunt Teresa's house up to our house. And why, if you've been that way, why, you know it ain't but 100 yards, but it felt a long way walking up that hill. And why, I'll tell you this, the second time the Lord called me, Bob, why, I'm glad the Lord saved me that morning when I let go and let him do the work. Why, the Lord saved me. And Solly, I'll tell you about another call in my life. Why, I was sitting up about 15 foot up in a tree on Clear Creek a deer hunting, and the Lord come by, Ray, and said, I got a job for you. Yeah. And I didn't know what to say. I was just 15-year-old, Ryan, but we'd learning in Sunday school about Samuel, I believe it was. I just said, here am I. And I didn't do nothing with it then, but after a little while of me running a while, I got back in church, and I was sitting in my little chair trying to go to bed one night, and here come that call, Solly. He said, you remember what you told me you'd do for me? He said, now go do it. And I'm thankful that the times I've followed him, it's been good, Ryan. So y'all just pray this evening. I don't know if we'll get to preach a lick, but I already say it's been good to be here. And I just desire ye prayers. Feel like somebody could already move this evening. If you need to move, don't wait on me. Listen to that call that God gives out. But I thought, I even read this last week about Lazarus, the one God raised from the dead. I thought that, and y'all just pray, while Lazarus, his sisters had called on Jesus and told him their brother was sick, and told him that he wasn't going to last too long, but he needed to get there. And it says Jesus abode where he was 2 days, Ray, and y'all just pray. But he said when he finally did want to go,
I'll just read around a little bit and search where the Lord had me, but y'all just really pray. I just do what the Lord had me do and sit down. But in the fourth verse, while y'all know the story, I just want to paraphrase it a little bit. It said, when Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And I just want to touch on this. It says in the seventh verse, it says, then after this, or that, saith he unto his disciples, let us go unto Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And y'all just pray. He told them the sickness was not unto death, but for the glory of God. And I thought about them callings that the Lord had put in my life, and the job that God has put in my life. And I thought right there the Lord had give Lazarus a little job to do. And you might think, why, y'all just pray. But and I begin to think, it said over here, it said that he was wanting to go to Judea again, that his friend needed some help, and he was going to go over there. And his disciples said, but them Jews wanted to stone you. And if you go over here, he got there to where they was at, and he talked to Lazarus' sisters. And I just want to start reading over here. And it says, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been there dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound and foot with his grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. And listen to this. It says, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. And I just want to back up a little bit and y'all just pray. But them Jews had tried to stone Jesus before. And he'd said, let's go to Judea again, and the disciples were worried about it. They said, well, let us also go with him. We'll also die with him. They just thought they was going over there, and they was just going to die. But I thought about the callings that God had put in my life, and like I said earlier, I believe Jesus had give Lazarus a job to do. And what are you talking about, preacher? He died, but I want you to know why I believe Lazarus would have been a winner either way. His sister had said, I believe you'll get him up on that resurrection day. And I want you to know Jesus told her, he said, I am the resurrection. And why I believe he had a little job for Lazarus that evening. Why? He said, why, this ain't unto death, why, it's so the glory of God may be there nearby. And y'all just pray, I want to show you what the Lord had showed me. But, Solly, I believe he went there more than just to raise up Lazarus that evening. Why, I believe he had them Jews on his mind. And y'all just pray, but I want you to know that call when he said, Lazarus, come forth. Brother, I want you to know I believe that more than Lazarus heard that call. I want you to know why it said them Jews believed on Jesus that evening. And I believe it was because that Lazarus did his little job. That Lazarus did what the Lord had for him. I believe that Lazarus, why he would have been better off just staying dead. But I believe why God said,
said, why, I want to get you up so they'll believe on me. And I'm thankful Lazarus, he had a little story to tell after that, Brother Carl. Why, I want you to know, Lazarus, why he could have got up and said, why Jesus used me to help somebody else. Ain't you glad this evening when you can say the Lord has used you to help somebody else? There's a time in my life, Brother Billy, why I didn't want to do what the Lord had me to do. I wanted to do what Levi wanted to do. But I'm glad, Jesus, he'll get it out of you one way or another. I'm thankful for that this evening, and thankful that the Lord, why he'll use you when you let him. I'm thankful for that this evening. I'm thankful that that call reached you. Why you might be here this evening and say, why so-and-so just invited me here. I'm just here to please so-and-so, but I want you to know God knows that you're here this evening. God know them Jews would be there with Mary and Martha, and he know that they know that he loved Lazarus, and while they might have just been there for them, but Jesus had a bigger plan for them. Why, he said, why, y'all just pray. I'm running out of breath, Jeremy. But I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful God knows you this evening. God knows right where you at. He'll not lead you astray. Why they probably thought why Jesus wept, why because his friend was dead. I believe he wept for them Jews that turned him away. It said some of them Jews just went and told the Pharisees what he'd done. And I believe he shed a few tears for them. Not only for Lazarus and his sisters, but I believe he shed a few tears for them Jews. And I'm thankful that God used Lazarus to help them people. And I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful to be saved. And you might be here in the same shape them Jews are, waiting on some great big miracle. But all I can tell you is all you got to do is listen for that call. Just listen to that call and draw nine to it, and he'll help you. So that's about all I got. Well, if anybody's got a song or a testimony on their heart, come on. Anybody at all? Taylor, if we could just get maybe one verse. And why, if you feel like coming, come. There's a time, like I told you earlier, walking up that hill. Why, it felt like a long time. I could feel the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And the Lord let me know why he put that weight on Jesus' shoulders. Let me know that Jesus would bear that burden for me if I'd let him. So if you hear and you may feel heavy this evening, why, I got a God that'll carry the load for you. God, a God, he'll endure with you till the end. God, a God, why we sung about him, he'll be the dearest friend you'll ever have in your life. Somebody, why you could be sad, or you can be as low as you can go. Why, the Lord, he'll lift you up in them low places. Why, over in Jonah, it said, in the belly of hell cried I, and he heard my call. No matter where you at, the Lord will get to you. Why, if you here and been saved, when you took his hand, why, he never let you go. When you feel like you've run as far as you can run away from him, and you turn around, he'll be right there. So if you feel like coming and praying, whatever your condition is this evening, why, just come, as they say. Just come this evening if you feel like coming. Yeah.
feel like asking any of you other preachers if you got anything on your heart. Come on. Oh, I ain't that long-winded, but we still got plenty of time. Well, if you all got something, come on. We pray for her, church. And the altar's still open while she's singing.
That's right.
Lord put on my heart, and I spoke about Brother Art's mom and dad just a couple weeks ago in Sunday school. They were deaf mute, and they got saved, and they told about the glory of God, didn't they, Art? And his mom one time said she had a song to sing, and she signed Amazing Grace, if I'm not wrong, and God will use you just like he has callings for you. And he'll use you in whatever way that he wants to use you. So watch Art more than you listen to me. This is how great thou art. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power's throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. Think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, while I scarce can take it in, that on the cross all my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, when Christ shall come with a shout of acclamation to take me home. What joy will fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou
We appreciate Brother Art and Linda, and really felt the Lord in that. And we appreciate Brother Rob here, and we're just going to let him say whatever's on his heart.
For the last month or so, I've just been feeling like I need to come here. Tonight, I just feel like I'm supposed to join the church. Like that's what God wants me to do. So,
we appreciate Brother Rob. And of course, I'm sure everybody knows this, but Rob is Ethan's brother. Ethan's been here, and Rob's a member here, was baptized here, and he's a member over at Lighthouse now currently, so we'd have to take him in by letter, and I assume I'm in order to make accept a motion for that. So can I get a motion for someone to plane first, second, all in favor? Just raise your right hand. I don't think you can get more unanimous than that, so we won't ask for opposed, but we appreciate that. So we'll come around and get shake hands with Rob, but I did just have a thought that I'd like to share with you. Not taking away anything Levi said, this is just in tandem with what he said. It goes right along with it. But I was thinking about Lazarus, and when Jesus was calling on Lazarus, he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And I reckon we've got a lot of people here tonight who are just like Lazarus, in the same spot Lazarus is in. I'm not saying you're naturally dead, because obviously you're here, but I think you're spiritually dead. I think you're lost and undone. And Paul tells us, when sin revived, I died. And I think God's here calling someone tonight, saying you need to come forth. When I was 6 years old and I was lost and undone, he called my name and said, "Jeremy, come forth." And I had to come and get saved. I think someone here tonight, God's calling you to come forth and rise up from the dead and get saved tonight. Taylor, maybe we'll just have one more verse of song before we come around and shake hands. Just pray tonight, church.
thankful for his service. Thankful for the thought Jeremy had. At this time, we'll have Brother Rob come. We'll get us another song, and we'll come around and fellowship with him. Yeah. We're thankful for Bethy. She's sure been a light to me in my life. And I'm thankful there's power in prayer this evening. And I believe, Beth, why, if we keep on praying for those lost ones, they get saved. I sure believe that. So, as we sing. We're thankful for Rob. And I'll say this, I just thought of it. Well, you may be here thinking about joining, but scared to. You might say it's a big church. Mama, I heard she said it's a small church with a lot of people. But I'm thankful to be a part of Lima. Thankful what she stands for. Anybody got anything on their heart before we come to a close? Anybody at all? Thankful for that this evening. Anyone else? If not, we'll ask everybody to stand. We got brotherhood meeting tonight. We got any announcements or anything? Don Granger's funeral at 11 o'clock here Tuesday. Gooden's going to be taking care of the service, and they want a choir. I'll say this, I thought the world of Don. He was a big help to me. He let you know he loved you, or he loved you. He sure did, and we're going to miss him. Remember that family, and remember our good pastor. We know he'd love to be here and miss him when he ain't. Anybody else got anything before we dismiss? If not, we'll ask Ray to dismiss us in prayer.
Somebody here tonight that you've been speaking to, you've